news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Congress is a hotbed of activity this week with hearings, votes, and markups galore. On Wednesday, the Senate parliamentarian could issue her ruling on whether the $15 minimum wage provision can be included in the COVID relief bill under reconciliation. Or it could come Thursday. There was a vote scheduled in the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee at 10 a.m. Wednesday morning on Neera Tanden's nomination to be director of the Office of Management and Budget. Well, that vote has now been postponed as Tanden's confirmation prospects dim by the moment. With Democrat Joe Manchin declaring that he'll vote against her, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is trying to find a Republican to cross over, but so far has been unsuccessful. Meanwhile, Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona, a close ally of Manchin's, is also a member of the committee, and she hasn't said how she'll vote. This could all be moot. Two of Biden's other nominees, who happen to be people of color, have also come up against resistance. Health and Human Services nominee Javier Becerra and Interior Secretary nominee Deb Haaland both have their second day of confirmation hearings on Wednesday. The mostly unexpected pushback, again coming from Senator Manchin and the Republicans, are notable, as the three nominees that they're objecting to are all people of color. Two Senate committees held the first public hearing on the January 6th riot at the Capitol. A lot of discrepancies were apparent in the testimony, as three former Capitol security officers seemed to have different recollections of the sequence of events. One major issue concerned a bombshell FBI memo sent the day before the insurrection with an explicit warning about potential violence. Former U.S. Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund claimed that he had only learned about the memo the day before his testimony, on Monday of this week. Again, the FBI released it on January 5th. Washington Post published it on January 12th. But Sund, who was at the time the Capitol Police Chief, is just now hearing of its existence? So Sund and the former sergeants at arms for the House and the Senate, who all resigned under pressure after the riots, blamed the FBI, the Trump administration, and each other for what happened on January 6th. They said the attack was unpredictable and unforeseeable, despite Trump supporters openly planning the attack online in the days and weeks leading up to that day. Sund and Paul Irving, who's the former House Sergeant at Arms, disagreed about the timing of a request for National Guard assistance and why it was so slow to be answered, and a lot more. This same group will go before the House on Thursday. And on Wednesday, a House subcommittee is set to hear testimony to assess the damage from the insurrection. According to at least one official's testimony, the price tag for damage and increased Capitol Hill security is already $30 million. Well, the Senate was busy on Tuesday. They confirmed Tom Vilsack as Biden's new agriculture secretary, sending the former Iowa governor back to the same cabinet position he served in for the entirety of the Obama administration. The Senate also confirmed Linda Thompson Greenfield to be the new UN ambassador. And there's still more happening in Congress on Wednesday. For example, the confirmation hearing for Biden's CIA director nominee, Ambassador Bill Burns, begins as he testifies before the Senate Intelligence Committee. Remember the embattled Trump-appointed Postmaster General who did his best to destroy the U.S. Postal Service? Well, Louis DeJoy is back on the Hill Wednesday answering questions before the House Oversight Committee. But this time, Democrats don't seem to be united in working to oust him. Some are pushing for a brand new slate of governors who could immediately fire DeJoy. But others are taking a more moderate approach, hoping they can instead work with him and cut a deal on a long-awaited bill to overhaul the Postal Service. Oversight Committee Chairman Carolyn Maloney is in the latter group. It makes no sense at all. The latest we've heard from DeJoy is that he is working to try to slow down the mail service while at the same time raising prices. Seriously. And the House Appropriations Committee is holding a hearing on the mental status of Capitol Hill employees following the January 6th insurrection. From the What Will It Take files, Dozens of protesters gathered in Rochester, New York, Tuesday night after a grand jury voted not to indict any of the police involved in the March death of Daniel Prude. We all saw the video. Police officers shown on body camera video holding the 41-year-old Daniel Prude down, naked and handcuffed on a city street last winter until he stopped breathing, will not face criminal charges. Prude was having a mental health episode when the cops handcuffed him, covered his head, and held him on the ground. He died a week later. New York's Attorney General Letitia James, in announcing the grand jury decision, also said that a judge granted her permission to release the minutes from the grand jury. Meanwhile, in Northern California, the family of 30-year-old Angelo Quinto has filed a wrongful death claim, saying that Mr. Quinto died days after police officers kneeled on the back of his neck for nearly 5 minutes to subdue him again during a mental health episode in December. Amazing. And then there were three. On Wednesday morning, the FDA released its review of the single-shot coronavirus vaccine, this one made by Johnson & Johnson. They're finding it was safe and effective and that it completely prevented hospitalizations and deaths in a large clinical trial. The vaccine could be authorized as soon as this weekend. And on a personal note, I'm getting my first Moderna dose today. We're making progress, one shot at a time. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.